The counting can't start in the town of White House, Tennessee, unless the White House changes its order. It's one of several communities around the country that are trying to get more funding by doing a special local census. But President Trump's hiring freeze has put some of those plans on ice. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has the story.
John Corbett is the mayor of White House.
And I have to ask, is White House named after the White House?
No, there was an old White House, and this was a frequent stop for people traveling between Nashville and Louisville back before the interstate was here.
These days, Corbett says a lot has changed in White House, especially since the national headcount back in 2020.
The census that was done 5 years ago had us a little under 13,000 people. And based on the number of houses that have gone up and people that have moved here, we know we're well above that.
That's why White House paid more than $500,000 for the U.S. Census Bureau to conduct a local count this year. But after President Trump ordered a hiring freeze on federal civilian employees, the Bureau told town officials they had to put their special census on hold.
This was unexpected. We didn't think that it would affect something like this, but it did.
What's up, Aurora? This is the time for the 2025 special census. We're hiring.
Trump's hiring freeze has also forced Aurora, Illinois to scrap local census promos like that one. New numbers could help boost the share of population-based funding these towns get from the state and the federal government. It could be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, more dollars a year. And the stakes are even higher with a major field test for the country's 2030 census that's coming up next year.
It's a way to see what can be done to get better counts across the country, across communities.
Census advocate Mita Anand with the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights says Trump's hiring freeze could derail plans to hire the thousands of temporary workers needed to test ways of getting better tallies of people of color, young children, and other historically undercounted groups.
Failing to conduct the test properly, you know, sadly leads us to worry that that means that the 2030 census will not count all communities accurately and properly.
The Census Bureau didn't respond to NPR's request for comment. For White House Mayor John Corbett, the worry for now is when his town can get counted again before 2030.
Well, I mean, we've paid for the special census, so there's really no way to plan except just to stay in touch with the Census Bureau and get updates from them. We're sort of in the dark here.
And at some point, Corbett says, White House, Tennessee might have to ask the government under the White House for a refund. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.